Congratulations on the spaghetti incident.
No, thank you.
I was wondering what the title was about there. Did somebody have a food fight?
It's an inside joke. Food fight, that's the closest anybody's come so far.
I thought either that or somebody did something nasty to somebody's spaghetti.
There's no sexual connotations.
Okay.
It sounds like a good one, though. That's the most common perception of what the spaghetti incident means.
Uh-huh.
But food fight, that's a start.
I was wondering, how old are you, Slash?
28.
28, oh.
Yeah.
So a lot of the artists that you were covered on the spaghetti incident, you were just a fairly young teenager, I guess, when they were in, in their heyday.
Most of the bands, yeah.
Yeah.
But I grew up with music at a really young age, and I grew up in this business, so I was more or less exposed to hard rock and you know, whatever you call punk rock, you know, at when it was happening.
Uh-huh. I was particularly happy that you covered A Nazareth's Hair of the Dog, which is one of my favorite tunes.
Really?
From the 70s.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm 36 now, so I was about 17 when they were playing that song.
Right.
I saw them here on the Razmanaz tour.
Right. You know what? I saw them in, I don't know if you're in Vancouver. I don't know if I saw it in Vancouver or saw the show in Vancouver, but somewhere in Canada, just not too many years ago, I saw them. They were touring around in theaters. So maybe that was the same tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still at it, I guess.
They're like that. Uh-huh. They're good guys, you know.
Yeah. I was wondering, particular favorite song on the new album?
People ask that question about all the records.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, do you have a favorite song? And, you know, you get so close to a record when you're making it that you want everything to be as good as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no such thing as picking favorites, because if you do, that means you flaked out on one of the songs. You know what I mean? It means you weren't paying enough attention to one of the other tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was wondering why you didn't cover an Alice Cooper tune. I was hoping maybe...
We didn't think about what we were going to cover. That was just stuff off the top of our heads.
Oh, I see.
And we did do Under Your Wheels with Alice Cooper on one of his records.
No, that's true, yeah.
You know, so, that name never popped up when we were, like... Actually, the way that the song titles, the songs that we covered came up was like, I went, well, I'd like to do this Sphere song, you know, and I wanted to do the Nazareth tune. So those were mine, you know.
Mm.
And then Axe wanted to do the T-Rex song because it was my favorite T-Rex song.
Yeah.
So we did it together. And then there was, you know, Duff wanted to do Memory, you know, and Mike Monroe wanted to do Ain't It Fun,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, so everybody just sort of like, no one put a bunch of list of titles on the table, and we picked it up, you know, we just sort of picked them off the top of our heads. We didn't really negotiate about the whole thing.